says lechatchila ketoni. Rashi says mashma kloyna ein kan takonas acheres. Mashma, the only thing to do with these two sisters now is to give them both chalitza. There is no way to be miyavim one of them. That's what the Birchin says. Itaka doesn't know pshan nevishna. Even though the two brothers died, but when the first brother died, his wife was mutter. It's only a problem when the second wife died, when the second brother died, now there are two sisters fooling. So the second one would fell biser. So Rabbi Yechon doesn't understand, why can't you one brother give chalitza to the second wife? And then the first one, since she was hutra, she was mutter at the beginning, even though then she became nesra, let him chaz of hutra. So that's what Rabbi Yechon says, he doesn't know who learned pshan now mishnah. For the more of a lame, let's say, why didn't Rabbi Yechon want to say our Mishnah means it's a gzera? Maybe it's a gzera our Mishnah. Maybe gzera dilma kodam mechalos l'rishayna b'resha. Let's be afraid if you say you give chalitza to the second one. Then you could be miyav in the first one. We have to be afraid then maybe they'll forget and give chalitza to the first one and still be miyav in the first one. So the more name that still Rabbi Yechon didn't want to answer this because the Mishnah says, for loy misiyah bemis ketoni. Mashma, there's no way at all mikra din to make chalitza, to make yibam. It's not only gzera. Mashum Yikir Adin, in these cases, there's no mitzvah yibum. The leka din yibum, hocha klal, that's what's mashum. So if Rabbi Yechon says, I don't know who learned this Mishnah, because Rabbi Yechon himself says, I do have a way to have a din yibum. You can have a mitzvah yibum if you give chalitza to the second wife, so then the first one to the second brother's wife, then the first brother's wife was hutra, the nesra, it should be chosra of hutra, there should be a mitzvah yibum. For the Gemara, no, again, what's so shver? V'leimle, why didn't Rabbi Yechon want answer? Gzeira Shema Yomus. Let's be afraid again that maybe the second brother will die. And the Yoslavat, the Mitzvah Yivamin. That's why he can't be Miyabim. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon l'mis l'chayish. No, Rabbi Yechon is not afraid of Misa. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon didn't want answer this way. For the Gemara, v'leimle, Rabbi Lezi, good. Look at Rabbi Yechon and say, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezi. The Yom, Rabbi Lezi says like this. Kivon Shom Dolav Shu'achas B'Yisr. Rabbi Lezi attacks argues and says, no. Any time the Yivam results, even though for 1 second, Nesra Lavalamis. Senechnami, Rabbi Yechon argues taka. What Rabbi Yechon say doesn't know who our Mishnah goes like? Let's say it goes according to Rabbi Lezi. Rabbi Lezi of Nesra. Even in the case that first she was Mutter, and then she becomes Osir, that's his sheep that remains Osir Yerlam. So Gemara answers that me the Sefer Rabbi Lezi, since the end of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezi, is Reisha Lav Rabbi Lezi. Mash Rabbi Yechon learned the Reisha does not go according to Rabbi Lezi. And if Rabbi Yechon said, if it doesn't go according to Rabbi Lezi, there's something wrong with our Mishnah then. Why should it be that it's Osra? It was Hutra, true, it was Nesra, but the din is it should be Chaz of Hutra. For the Gemara of Aleim, Elohu, the Nof of Vasachas, again, what's the Bikash in our Mishnah? Maybe the first two brothers died together? So Mamish, there was never Hutra, they're both Osra at the same time. Like two sisters fell right away. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he goes according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Yomah that he says, Eshlet Samsem, he could have two things happen the exact same second. Tomorrow says no. Rabbi Yechon didn't want to learn like that. Now Mishnah, because the klal is like sosam lotonik Rabbi Yosef Glili. There's no stam Mishnah mashm. We don't pass on Rabbi Yosef Glili. So you didn't want to say our stam Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Glili that the two brothers died the exact same second. For the Gemara good v'leim malei wants to say like this to layadin and hainof operesha. In a case where we don't know which one fell first, that's what Mishnah is talking about. If we knew which brother fell first, so true, we'll give the second one chalitza and the first one would be mutter. But our Mishnah is talking about a case where we forgot which one fell first. For the Mori Hochi, if so, Hainu Diktoni Hakan, the Mishnah says, Kod move the Konsu. If one of them chapped the rain fast and made Yibum, Yoitzi has to get rid of them. He has to give reget. Why? Bishlei Merishayna, the first one, Aminalei, Man Shailacha. The first one, the chapped and made Yibum, we have a Taina who is Matra to you. Elishniya, but the second one, Omar should say like this. Chavroi, the second Yibum should say, that Chavroi, the other one that made Yibim was a Shnia. She was the second Yavim that fell. And Yavim. And Anori Shreinim Yavim. I'm being Yavim now, the first one's wife. And that should be Mutra. So the Mor says, Haina de Komalei, Achoyes and Yadei Mishon and Enechanami. That's what it's a Kashin. That's what Yechon Tak ends off and says. He does not know Tak Ulam Shan now Mishnah. And our Mishnah Tchur is wrong according to Rabbi Yechon. All right, stop here. You're holding Daf Chof Chesam and Aleph. Really, about the two dots. Just Les Gemara went to their fist. Les Gemara was again. It was a kasha according to Rabbi Yechon and said that the Mishnah that said when two Achoyis fall that you can't be Miyabim either one of them. You have to give them both chalitza. He doesn't know why, because really the first one that fell she was first Mutter. Then when the second one fell she became Moser. Now the answer is take care of the second one first, and then the first one should become Mutter. So ask more want to answer. Ask more want to say. Why doesn't Yochanan say that the leimalei to lo yadin and high enough abresha? Let's say the case is we don't know like which brother died first. Two brothers were married to two sisters, and both of them died. Now the two sisters fell to the other brothers. So let's say we don't know which one fell first. So Mor says, Yehochi, if that would be the case, Hainu Diktoni, how does it say, Kodmu, let's say one of the brothers were Miyabin, one of the sisters, the Konsu, is Yotziu, it says clearly he has to give her a get. Because if both brothers went, and one brother was Miyabin, one sister, and the other brother, the other sister, the locker is Yotziu. So the question is why? Bishleima Rishoina, Bishleima, the first brother that's Miyabin, one of the sisters, Amrina Lei, we tell him, Man Sharulcha, who said it's Mutta for you? Like, right now, both sisters are Zokik Liyibun, and Lamaisa, each sister is called an Achoysik Kosei, so it's also for you to Miyabim either one of them. So the first brother that's Miyabim, for him for sure, we tell him Yotziyu. He has to give her a get. That's good. Elishniya, but the second brother that was Miyabim, Omar, why doesn't it say like this? Chavroyi Shniya Yibim. Let the second brother say, my first brother that made Yibun, he maybe was Miyabim, the second sister that fell. And therefore, I know Rishonu Miyabim. Now what I'm being Miyabim is the first sister that fell. And the first sister, she originally was Hutra, then she became Nesra, and now Luchura, after the first brother was Miyabim, the second sister, the first sister, she again become Mutter. So Mor says, Hainu Dekom Malei, that's what Rabbi Yechon said before, Achoyis En Yodei Mishonon. Rabbi Yechon Taka argues on the Mishnah, he doesn't know who said our Mishnah. Because according to Rabbi Yechonon, when two sisters fell, when the first brother fell, his wife was Mutter. So she was one time Mutter. Then when the second brother died, now there are two sisters falling, now both become Aser. So Rabbi Yechon says, take care of the second sister, give her Chalitza, and our first one becomes Mutter again. So that our Mishnah says both of them have to have chalitza, Hitaka doesn't know, he does not know who learned it. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Hoisachas mien asur al echod ista erva. Again, when two brothers were married to two sisters, and both brothers died, so now both sisters fall to the other brothers, so you can't be miyabim either one of them. Let's say one of the sisters, though, was an erva to one brother. One of the sisters happened to be his mother-in-law. Is also bought, so that brother is also with his mother-in-law. But umutav yachoisa, then for sure he's allowed to be miyabim the other sister, because she's not called an achoisa kukosoi, because the erba does not fall to him liyibim. For yasheni, what about the second brother? The second brother really is mutter to both sisters, so both sisters fall to him. Is also b'shtayim. The second brother cannot be miyabim either one of them. So that's what our Mishnah says. So Mor says, Salka Daitav, we thought, we're talking about first the mother-in-law, the one that was an heir to one brother, she fell first. So if so, am I? Why do we say the second brother can't be miyabim any one of them? Now, what happens now? The mother-in-law, the one that's also to one brother, fell first. Then the second sister fell. So when the second sister fell, the second brother died, that sister is mutter to one brother. Because to one brother, the mother-in-law doesn't fall to him. So let that brother first be miyabim the other sister, Bereisha. V'teheve chamoisa l'gabi idoch, now the chamoisa, the mother-in-law, to one brother. Nagei to the other brother, she should now be mutter to him. Because it should be ki yivama shehutra, because she, that husband, died first. So when the husband died, the first husband died, his wife was mutter to the other brother. V'nesra, now when the second sister fell, they both became osa. But now when one brother has the right to be miyabim, the second sister, because to the second brother, both of them don't fall because one is an erva, so he has the right to be miyabim, the second sister, is tachsel atera rishon. So now the first one, the mother-in-law, should become mutter again to the second brother. That's called hutra. She, at the beginning she was mutter, so why doesn't he have to come back again? Is Amrapapa, Papa says, Enachnami, could go into nofla hach the enachamoisa bresha. The Mishnah is only talking about that the sister that is mutter to both of them, she fell first. The one that was not the chamoisa fell first. So therefore, secondly fell the chamoisa. So now, to one brother, both of them are chamoisa kukosoi, he can't do anything. To the other brother that one's an erva, he could only be miyabim the other one. So he could only be miyabim the first one. Therefore, the second one, the chamoisa, when she fell, she was always also to the second brother. Therefore, the second brother cannot be miyabim her. He could only give a chalitza. because when their mother-in-law fell, she was the second sister, and she automatically, right away, was always also to the second brother. So therefore, it never becomes huta. Beisham says in the case where two sisters, two brothers marry two sisters, the two brothers die. So two sisters fall to the other two brothers. Beisham holds yikaimu. If they were miyabim them, they could stay married. You don't have to give a get. Like we had before. According to Beisilu, no. Since each one was miyabim beisir, it was nachoisu kukosu. There were two sisters. Zokr to both of them. So if any one of them made yibum, so he has to give her a get, yotziyoy. Rabbi Shimon says the other way. Yikaimu. He says the din is yikaimu. They're allowed to stay married together. So we'll soon see who is he talking about, Rabbi Shimon. Is he talking about Beishamai Shita or Beisilu Shita? Now, Abishol says the Shitas are just the opposite. That Kal Hoyilem le Beisilu Badavazir. Beisilu was the more makel. She Beisharma Yarmim Yotziyoy. Beisharma holds when two brothers were miyabim, two sisters, since they did it be Isser, the locher is they have to give them a get afterwards. Even though midiraisa the yibim is chal, because avada rachoisu kakosu is only an isser midirabonin. Avada midiraisa, they are allowed to be miyabim, and the yibim is chal, but midirabonin yotzio, you have to give a get. That's Beisharma shita. Ubeisil loimrim yikaimu, Beisil holds no yikaimu. They're allowed to stay married, even though they did the isser, they were over an isser the rabonin. But now that they did it, you kind of would have let us stay married together. So Morris says, now Reb Shimon, come on. Reb Shimon is the middleman of the Yama. Who's he saying like? Ike Beishamai, Hainu Reb Lezer. If he's going according to Beishamai Shita, that's Reb Lezer that said you kind of. Let Reb Shimon say, Loch Beishamai. Ike Beisil, if he wants to go according to Beisil Shita, Hainu Abishol, that's what Abishol said. So what is Reb Shimon saying, the middle Shita, like just you kind of? So in Morris said like this, Hachikom, this is what Reb Shimon meant to say, that you should know, Loi nechluku beishamai beisilu bodovazir. He meant to tell us there's no machlokes. Both of them are matir than b'dievet. Because even though our Mishnah says when two sisters fall to the two brothers, midirabonin, each one is also on the other one, achoyis kukosoi, you're not supposed to be miyabim. But you should know, lo yitzur, they did go and make yibum. Now that they're married together, they're allowed to stay married together. And the din is, lo yitzur, you don't have to give a get. That's what Reb Shimon meant to say. But there's no machlokes here. Both Beisham and Beisilu both agree, Yikaimu, if you did the Yisra, you're allowed to stay married. Then the Mishnah says, Hoysachas mehem, if one of them was an erva. Fred Gemara, Tanina Chodazimni, we learned this already before. Achoysoi, the case with two sisters. Kishi Yavimtoi, two sisters fall to you for Yibum. The locker is, Oichaletzes, Achoysoi, Kishi Yavimtoi. When two sisters fall, and one sister is an erva to you, so the other sister is mutter. Oich, let's say, Miss Yabemis. We had this halacha before. That if two sisters fall to you, but two different brothers, and one is your relative, she's an erva to you, so she doesn't really fall to you. Which one falls to you? Only the other sister. Well, one sister is mutter to you. So we learned it already once. Why is the Mishnah here? I have to repeat it again. So Gemara says, Tzricha, we need it here. The Yashvin and Hosim, if you only were learned over there, Mishum Deleka, Lemigza, Mishum Sheni. Over there, the case was, let's say there were three brothers. That's all. Two brothers married two sisters. And both brothers died. So the two sisters fell to the third brother. Now, if one of the sisters is an heir of Tim, so that sister doesn't fall to Yibum. Then only one sister is falling to him. So there it's Pasha, the brother was allowed to marry Bimiyabim, that one sister. But there's no second brother involved. Aval Hocha, our Mishnah is talking about there were four brothers. So there are still two brothers alive. And only one brother has a heter. Because one of the sisters is an erva to only one brother. So one brother is allowed to be miyabim one sister. The other brother is also to both sisters. So I would have thought, yikul amigza mishum sheni. Maybe over here we should tell the one brother, even though one is an erva to him, so he's mutter to the other sister, don't be miyabim her. Because if you do it, maybe the other brother will do it also. Misheni. Hey, Maloy. That's the chiddush here, that even though there are two brothers, and the second brother is not allowed to, the first brother, we allow him to make yibum. Since to him, one sister is an erva, she doesn't fall yibum, only one sister falls to him, therefore he's mutter. Now, the Yashmin and Hochev, would have only said our mission here, when there are four brothers, two brothers around, Mishum diyike sheni de komuchach. I would say just the opposite, Svara. Two sisters fell to two brothers. Now, one brother is an erva to one of the sisters, she's not negated to him. He's allowed to be miyabim the other sister. Ma'ashenken, the second brother, both sisters are mutatim, so since two sisters fall to the second brother, he's also with both of them.
So when do I say this first brother can have him one, like we know which one is allowed to and not the other one, because you have a second brother around that's also to both of them. So the second brother is like Muchach, teaching us what's going on. But over there, we don't have two brothers, only one brother. There, maybe there's a gzera. Maybe you'll be having the wrong one. Maybe people will know why he's doing it. People will think they will know one's an error. They'll think time is being miyav machoy. Is tericha. That's why I need both mishnahs to teach me both chidushim. Then our mishnah says, what about ister mitzvah? Let's say again, the two sisters, fourth or two brothers, and one is only ister mid rabbanon to one brother. Or she's a shnius, that's all, she's the grandmother to one brother. Or else, an issa kedusha, which is only yasa, a chai vilavim. So the locher is then, that midiraisa, she is zakuk liyibum. So the same thing is, you have to give them chalitza and not yibum. For the Gemara, we also learned this already. What's the chiddush here?